Thank you. Thank you. There you guys, jump! Get out of there, bail out! Gdoske! Gdoske, get out of that plane!
Two shoots open. Three.
Come on, the rest of you guys.
Fred!
Come on, get out!
Fred, wake up!
Gdoske!
Wake up!
Gdoske! She's burning up! Get out!
Fred,
get out!
Fred, wake up!
She's burning up! She's gonna hit! Look out!
It's all right, Fred. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep, Fred. There's nothing to be afraid of. All you have to do is go to sleep. And rest.
Murderer?
Don't you worry, Miss Alistair. We'll soon have him in jail before he can murder anyone else.
Aye. You'll find him all right, like the others. A corpse.
Something funny there.
Look out, Watson!
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
If
we don't have a record of time.
Say goodbye, Jules. You never left me without saying goodbye.
No clues, no fingerprints, no motive, nothing.
Surely if a man was choked to death, there would be imprints on his throat.
Why in the world do you stay in this place?
We can't leave.
Afraid to come home. You'd kill me. You'd kill anybody.
Mr. Kitzler!
finally, tonight we want to recognize a milestone that those of us who bring you this broadcast are awfully proud of. NBC Nightly News is celebrating 75 years on the air. Over those many decades, the faces, the format, and look have changed, but not our commitment to all of you.
The Camel News Caravan presents Today's News Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, a good evening to you.
Today, Dwight D. Eisenhower of Kansas took over the presidency from Harry S. Truman of Missouri.
Chet Huntley, NBC News, New York.
And David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington.
And this is NBC News.
Good evening. The essential facts are these. President Kennedy was murdered in Dallas, Texas.
Here is a picture of the swearing-in of the 36th President of the United States, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Perhaps 50 years from now or more, when people think of the past, they will look at the pictures from last night.
There were two presidents in the White House today, Richard Nixon on his way out, and our new president, Gerald Ford, on his way in.
Live from the Berlin Wall on the most historic night in this wall's history.
America has been attacked, and it has been changed. This is the first great test of the new century for this nation.
Today, all you can see is the thick black smoke that is clouding the area.
This is the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division.
One out of five workers are losing their jobs.
Good evening from a battered and soaked city of New Orleans.
We just need some help out here.
Do you do anything to help these people?
We have people coming to help us.
The oil is presenting yet another danger.
Barataria Bay. Its waters are vital to Louisiana's seafood industry.
A truly striking new look at Sandy's devastation. The hardest hit area continues to be the shoreline of New Jersey.
So many people depend on this boardwalk.
It's a dangerous canyon right now.
We lost another soldier.
The last bastion of the Islamic State tonight is on fire.
How many shooting scenes do you think you've been to?
Since I started this, about 1,000.
At nearly 2 years old, Mariani has already witnessed so much death.
The power is now out. We were outside for a little bit. Know that we're safe. But we're going to have to sign off.
And that's Nightly News for this evening.
Glad we could get together.
Thank you for the privilege of your time. Of course, we hope to see you
back here tomorrow night.
Good night, David. Good night, Chet.
For all of us here at NBC News.
Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night. Well, we want to thank all of you for your loyalty as we press forward. Join us Monday when the studio will look a little different. Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. And once more, do take care of yourself and each other. Good night. Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by downloading the NBC News app.
The Rodney King verdict, Lester.
All right. We are going to, Jeff, that the president is taking the podium. We're going to pause now to bring our stations along for a special report.
This is an NBC News special report. Here's Lester Holt.
Good evening, President Trump making remarks now in the Rose Garden.
Now, he happened to have a great-looking last name, typographically, if I may say so myself, just because you have this perfectly symmetrical letter right dead center in the middle of the five-letter name. Interestingly, it is not the serif font that we've been used to seeing for the Trump name in his real estate and other business ventures. It's a bold sans serif, a modern sans serif. This is a call for action. It's a promise that he's making. Make America great again. So at the end of that sentence, you could put an exclamation point. And that treatment actually evokes his personality. So I don't think it's so bad. It looks like a generic decoration that you kind of picked out of a palette of decorations in a greeting card store online. I don't think that it's the best that it could be because it's not distinctive, but I think that it does the trick because it squarely emphasizes his last name, which is so famous, and as he would tell you, one of his greatest assets.
Hey NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking on that button down here and then click on any of the videos over here to watch the latest interviews, show highlights, and digital exclusives. Thanks for watching.
Wrote that piece, which I call the mission theme. And somebody in your office or organization of NBC said, well, that's wonderful. We need something about 15 to 20 seconds long. So I was able to manage that. But they said, the piece is about 4 minutes long. And they said, if we have a slow news day, we'll play the whole piece. And I've been waiting for a slow news day.
Yeah, we don't get many of those, but we do have occasionally have periods where we play the long version.
Okay.
From NBC News, this is Today. This is Today.
This is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Good morning. The view from inside, dramatic new images of rescuers searching the interior of that ill-fated cruise liner in Italy as divers blast a hole in the side of the ship to look for possible survivors, and the captain makes his first appearance in court. Full disclosure, Mitt Romney says he may release his tax returns after facing pressure from GOP presidential rivals during a heated debate in South Carolina, where he is leading the polls. Is the nomination now his to lose? This morning, Republican strategist Karl Rove weighs in. And today, exclusive, her homespun recipes are filled with butter and fat. Now reports are swirling that Paula Deen has diabetes. Does she have regrets, and will she change her cooking ways? She'll speak out for the first time in a live interview today, Tuesday, January 17, 2012.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Ann Curry, live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
Mike Hewer, Q New York.
Good afternoon from the World Trade Center.
Stand by, ready three, take three, Mike Hewer. Three, start a slow zoom in a little bit. Roll tape, take three. Ready 13, full. Ready camera three, one center up.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news. President Carter has arrived in Fort Wayne, Indiana for a brief visit with civil rights leader Vernon Jordan. Jordan is in serious but stable condition now at Parkview Hospital. He is recuperating from the gunshot wound suffered early Thursday morning. Police still have no solid lead on who attempted to murder Jordan.
In New London, Connecticut, police say a man apparently upset over a family problem went on a shooting spree aboard an Amtrak train en route from Washington to Boston. A passenger and an Amtrak policeman were wounded critically. The conductor was also shot. He's reported in stable condition.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice, for the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible, for the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications, and for those employees of Turner Broadcasting whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the Cable News Network.
Oh, we'll forget about it. I won't forget about it.
In the decade of the 1930s, even the great city of Metropolis was not spared the ravages of the worldwide depression. In the times of fear and confusion, the job of informing the public was the responsibility of the Daily Planet, a great metropolitan newspaper whose reputation for clarity and truth had become a symbol of hope for the city of Metropolis.
Thank you. Introducing Interlude Scores, an online store for interactive sheet music. An expanding library of interactive books to choose from. Powered by PracticePal's patented technology. You can interact with the score to navigate the playback. Slow it down to match your learning pace. Loop a section and create a call and response experience. Access tips and comments from the performer or the composer without leaving the score.
On measure two, you have to play the third string on the second and fourth beat.
Select from available language options.
This is quite unusual because
En el compás 2, tienes que tocar la tercera cuerda en el.
在第二小节，你需要用大指在第二拍和第四拍的三弦。
And download a PDF version of the score. Are you ready to take your practice to the next level?Are you a composer or publisher looking for a new way to distribute your sheet music? Visit interludescores.com today. Interlude Scores. Reimagine your sheet music.
Mr. Hero Power Up.
Scotch.
Thank you.